Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Tosh, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Monday edition. We did a show on Friday. In case you missed it, you can find it on ESPN Wisconsin app.
Spotify.
We're working on that. So we don't have a game to react to, and we take calls on Monday. What are we going to take calls on? Edition. I totally forgot what time the Badgers were playing on Saturday until I got an alert with my ESPN app that said Badgers lose to Gophers 17-7. Completely missed it. Curious what I missed. We'll have to check in with the Badgers Radio Network Analyst Edition. And the Packers Bears for first place in the NFC North? You kidding me? That's Sunday at Lambeau Field edition of Wilde and Tosh on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course, the aforementioned ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can find both in the Apple and Android app stores. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson's in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. From his undisclosed location, not only is he the Badgers Radio Network color analyst, he's also the Packers Hall of Famer. He's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, buddy. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for asking. How was that Badger game that I missed?
I wouldn't say it was shocking. Kind of, you know, rivalry game.
Snowy.
I think everybody that was kind of thinking that we had, you know, turned a monster corner offensively just hadn't been watching. So it was kind of the way that, you know, you ask the defense to do a lot, and then you ask them to do a little bit more, and then you ask them to do a little bit more, and then you ask them to do a little bit more, and eventually, you know, it just didn't hold up. So a disappointing end to what would have been a really promising month of football in November, but a lot of work to do. There is a lot of work to do within what we want to do as a program, and I think Saturday was probably a good reminder that we still have a lot of work to do.
But did you get to watch Landman on the short flights to and from Minnesota?
No, it's the same. They had the first three episodes on, so I'm kind of stuck. And I don't know with the way sports calendar lines up for our kids, I don't know if we're going to be able to get another trip. I'm looking at potentially end of March for to be able to watch the last three episodes of Landman. Like, that's where I'm looking right now.
And because Paramount Plus is in the same category as Peacock, you refuse to get it?
No. You don't listen to the show. Jesse, tell him why.
I do listen to the show. I was trying to get you to tell people that maybe don't know why on earth someone who likes a show this much wouldn't watch it when it is available.
I just told you we're not going to be able to travel and go anywhere, and it's an airplane-only show for me.
That would be the piece of information I was seeking. Thank you.
But that's literally what I just said.
You never said that. No. You never said, I only watch it on airplanes.
We've got Paramount. You're welcome to come over and watch Landman anytime in our basement.
Jesse, we have Paramount, too. That's not the case.
Watch the good one on Peacock.
So no.
All Her Fault. Good one
on Peacock.
I watched
Cheers.
Sweet. Yeah.
We had, I got to give our director of football ops, Johnny Richter, he is money. Like, he is the best in the business at what he does. Because I thought, are we going to have to stay in Minneapolis? Because the snow came down pretty good, and obviously, anyone in the greater Madison area, and I got back, I think I had a foot of snow on my Chevy Tahoe, and I did not put a snow scraper in my car. So, pretty tough spot, but it was nice and fluffy. It was a good fluffy snow
and, this weekend, yeah.
And I always want to remind people to thank our snowplow drivers, because I don't know if there's a state that does a better job of plowing roads and getting that, because I got from the airport to the crib, no problem. Now, the driveway, because my whole family was gone, not great. I put in four-wheel, plowed through, but I had to get up yesterday. I did some ESPN National yesterday at noon.
Ooh.
So prior to that, we had some people coming over to drop some stuff off. I had to get out with my one leg and get out and shovel the walkway and throw a little salt down so we could get the stuff loaded into the house. So I wasn't all that pleased about that. Now today my knee is real stiff because of it. So all of that into account, we got back on Saturday night at like 10 o'clock, which was phenomenal. Judge it based off of how all that played out. So I couldn't complain about that at all.
Plenty of time to snowblow.
But to answer your question, we had to get de-iced and everything else. So I got to watch four episodes of Cheers. And, boy, that show just stands the test of time, man.
What?
It stands the test of time. Yeah, I was footballed out. Like, I didn't want to watch any more football. And I think the game that I wanted to watch, Illinois – the guy next to me had the Illinois game on, so I could kind of watch that as I wanted.
I just wanted
to sit back and watch Normie and Cliff. I had two screens. So Normie and Cliff and Sammy and Woody and the boys and Carla. That was fantastic. So I enjoyed
What season was it? Were they early episodes, later episodes?
It was right when Sam had sold the bar and Diane left. So I don't know what year that was.
Pivotal
that was,
moment in the series.
Yeah, Rebecca Howe was just getting in, and Sammy was chasing after her, and she was kind of refuting his charms. So the whole show was good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah. A lot of Woody Harrelson in the episode you got to watch, or was that?
He played a part, yeah. Played a part.
All right. So while Tausch was watching Cheers, I don't know how much NFL – he watched yesterday, but we need to get caught up on where the league stands and where the Packers stand in it. It would appear that the NFC is wide open. And I believe after Thursday's game, which the Packers won 31-24 at Ford Field over the Detroit Lions, Tausch proclaimed the Packers a definitive Super Bowl contender. They got a little help yesterday.
Are you not declaring that the case?
No, I'm just trying to recap what people may have missed.
No, I'm asking you though. Are you declaring that too? I definitely have.
Well, I don't make declarations. Declared. I believe that they are a Super Bowl contender. Yes, I agree
that
with
is,
you.
So that, That is a declaration.
It was on social media. It was a declaration. It was like a.
And you agree with it. So Turner declaring.
Did I miss a meeting? Yes.
No, I'm asking, Jesse, is that not? Because what I don't want to do is mince words. Like, it is what it is. The Green Bay Packers are Super Bowl contender, and you're right. The NFC's wide open. Carolina Panthers. Remember when everybody went blank and blank crazy because we lost to Carolina at home?
Indeed. Yeah.
Well, the best team, the juggernauts of the NFC. And listen, Matthew Stafford and the Rams deserve all the love. I said on Green Bay game – or that wasn't Green Bay game day. It was ESPN, whatever we call the show, at noon to 4 yesterday. As the show starts, I tell old boy, I said, hey, be
who's
alert.
Old boy? Gabe?
The guy I hosted – the guy. No, Gabe is at 4 to 8, which is what I had been doing, but Orlando came back. So I was on yesterday, and it was Carolina
Orlando?
Panthers.
Orlando? Who's Orlando?
Orlando Franklin. Yeah, he's – Orlando Franklin.
Says unbelievable a lot. It's my scouting report on Orlando Franklin.
Well, the old boy from yesterday, he every point I made, he was on board with. He said, absolutely agree.
And must I'm thinking, be nice. Must be this nice my to guy. Co-host who does that
this,
for you.
A new this favorite is my in guy. The Tosh co-host league.
Well, and he would also do, he would have declarative statements. But what I said yesterday at noon was, beware of Carolina Rams because holiday weekend, long travel slot. The Rams are feeling themselves a little bit. They play for three time zones over. You started at noon, and then the Rams go down and score 7. Everybody's like, oh, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. And an interception, a pick 6, and the mighty Rams fell. I still believe that the Rams, as we sit here today, are probably the most complete team in the NFC. But to act as if Green Bay's not right there with them, and for everybody that was writing off the Packers after the Panthers, which, by the way, I don't blame you for, you know, having some negative thoughts. This week-to-week league, it's just – it's we react, fans react. I love it. But let's just look at this thing big picture. Everybody's flawed, and the Green Bay Packers – are right at the top of the list in the NFC now. There is no tiers anymore. It's Bears, Rams, Packers, and then if you want to put Seattle and San Fran, maybe a tier below or right with them, fine. There's, as I said, this will be the most important one seed in the history of the NFC because any of these teams can beat any of them. Well, they can. And to have to go on the road, does Green Bay want to have to go and be a 5 seed and go play at Tampa in round one of the playoffs? I don't want to. Not if everybody's healthy. Do you want to go and have to play at Philly if you're a 6? Or at Dallas if you're a 6? Or do you want to go play, you know, at Chicago if you're a 7? Or do you want to sit at home as a 1 and let these boys beat them up and then come back and maybe get to play the Bears or someone else if you're at that 1 spot? This season, with the way it's all condensed, and everybody's got their flaws and everybody's got their days, not having to play and having that opportunity to host everything through your city and only having to do it twice is the biggest advantage we've ever seen in the NFC playoffs. That's my take.
Bill in the ESPN Madison YouTube comments. Listened to Tausch for 4 hours yesterday on ESPN National Scoreboard Show. A lot less grouchy. So I don't know what that means.
Oh, snap.
Is that
just
a compliment
wait, who said that?
To you?
Bill?
That's Bill.
Bill said that?
Bill says that.
A lot less grouchy.
So that makes me wonder if I bring
I'm
up
not
worse
grouchy.
Than you?
Well, you... Well, Jason, you make a declarative statement, then you won't declare it. So, and you always are complaining that I don't ask your opinion enough. Yeah. And then I ask your opinion, and you start beeping like a semi backing up to unload produce at a grocery store. Like, come on now.
Yep, that's exactly what happened. Coming next
it did.
On ESPN Radio.
Jesse,
game day,
is that not what happened?
Or another. With Tausch and some guy. That is from Tucker in Wausau.
That is kind of how that is. I think that's kind of how
can't
that
wait to promote the next show.
We'll get further into the NFC playoff picture and what the Rams lost to the Panthers means, other than the fact that the Packers lost to the Panthers doesn't look so bad right now, does it? After we make a declarative statement about how much we love Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, you know what? It can be difficult to find a good bargain during the holiday season. You know what? Ensure that your home will remain comfortable before that brutal post-holiday winter. We already got hit with snow. It's cold. Make sure that money is staying in your house. Make sure you have Pella Windows and Doors in there. And Santa is magical. But those elves, it's that time of year where we rip on elves
oh, no.
and talk about how great Pella's elves are instead. Santa's elves aren't qualified to build Pella's windows. We need Pella's elves to do that. So instead of going through the big red guy, take advantage of that 0% for 0% interest for up to 24 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Pella's elves install year-round, and they finish installation in as little as a day, not like Santa's elves that take all year to do it. Hurry up, though. This deal ends December 31st, so schedule your free consultation at PellaWI.com.
We will get
harsh on the Santa's elves.
What does Gina have against Santa's elves?
I'm not sure. I know. Listen, with all of the customizations and everything, you can't just have some randoms doing the installs and doing all that stuff, right? You got to have the professionalism that Pella's coming with. But, yeah, December's always tough on Santa's elves. It's a tradition unlike any other.
We will get further into the NFL and the NFC's playoff picture. There are rumors that the Badgers radio network analyst might join us on the phone later in the program.
Oh, we haven't had him on this season. Been busy.
I know Jesse's been trying very hard to book him for the program, but I don't think that's been fully decided yet. What I have decided, we're going to figure out a way to get calls because that's what we do on Mondays. I'll ask you a question to hopefully spur those calls.
Okay.
Next. Can you make any statements? Declarative statements?
It's Wilde and Tausch.
I do declare.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Packers 8-3-1, Bears 9-3. And Aaron Rodgers looks miserable. And the Minnesota Vikings found a quarterback who's even worse than J.J. McCarthy. Have I summed things up pretty well, would you say?
Pretty good little summary. Yeah, Rodgers, he hasn't looked happy really since he left here. And I'm guessing I would bet that he's probably going to have a nice chat with Goody when all said and done and say, you know what, man, you're right. Should have handled things a lot better. And if he had to do it all over again, he would have probably finished this thing up in a better way and maybe called it here in Green Bay. But I'm sure he'll tell you, oh, it's great experiences and a bunch of new friends and everything else, and that's great. But it's been it's just been tough sledding, and yesterday he looked like he had just gotten he looked like De Niro or not De Niro, Pesci in Home Alone. That's what he looked like. He got a cast on his arm. His face is bloodied. The only thing that was missing is somebody popped a tooth, and he has a little sparkler coming out. Outside of that, I mean, he was the Bills were Kevin, and the Aaron Rodgers was Joe Pesci, and that's what happened yesterday.
Yeah, it was unpleasant. He was bloodied. He was beaten. He had blood dripping down his nose. He was mad at his receivers, and he's playing with a broken left wrist, and he keeps going out there. right? He missed, I think, one series. It was ugly for him. It was even uglier for the Vikings. So the question that I wanted to pose is, and I don't want to make any declarative statements.
No, of course you don't.
I'm not going to start with you. This is why you can't get too high or too low. I mean, think about what this show was after the losses to the Panthers and the Eagles. I mean, people were apoplectic, and everybody wanted. And look, there's still people that can't stand Matt LaFleur.
Your guy on Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, my guy Todd on Twitter, yeah. There are lots of people that still think Matt LaFleur is a bad coach. I don't agree, but there are certainly those that it doesn't matter that they've won three in a row. It doesn't matter that they've positioned themselves the way they have now with a three-game winning streak after those back-to-back losses dropped them to 5-3-1. My question is, on the optimism scale, how high are you allowing yourself to fly? And how much are you tempering your enthusiasm? Because I think, and I don't know if you use this on that ESPN national show that you don't know the name of and you don't know your co-host of, but I'm curious. Like, the Packers are a team that feels like they can still beat anybody, and you kind of still feel leery of the fact that they could also lose to anybody. Including the Bears on Sunday at home.
Welcome to the NFL, baby. That's why this thing is the best. And, you know, Denver. Jesse, I have to say I agree with you, man. This football weekend's too long. I don't care about the Monday night game. I even mailed in the Sunday night game last night. I watched the last 4 minutes. That's all I needed to really watch. But that's a case where Washington stinks. Their quarterback. And what I was thinking, Jason, is everybody thinks the end-all, be-all is making sure you get that quarterback, right? And I am not going to poo-poo that.
Just ask.
But Washington gets their quarterback right. They go to an NFC championship last year. And I always tell you, to have that guy gives you a chance every year. That's if your organization can keep him healthy and keep him out there playing.
It's true.
So I just even have more admiration for what the Green Bay Packers have been able to do, because, yeah, have we missed the playoffs a few times? Yeah, very few. Washington is, although they should have won last night, they ain't making the playoffs. They got their franchise quarterback. So optimism level, it should be sky high as a Green Bay Packer fan. Your optimism on this football team and where they're at, does that mean they're going to win a Super Bowl? No. Does that mean that they can? Absolutely. And I would say this year more than others, the AFC, I don't have a clue who's coming out of the AFC. Don't have a clue. The NFC, I don't think this is hyperbole to say, I believe 6 of the 7 teams will be able to come out of there and go to a Super Bowl. I think you're looking at it, there are 6 or 7, and I'm not going to do the joke, that can go and win the Super Bowl. And the Green Bay Packers are at or near the top of that list. And, by the way, this Sunday's game will be a huge determining factor whether or not that remains. Because if they beat the Chicago Bears on Sunday, I don't care how they do it, if they beat them, I believe they'll be the one seed. Correct me if I'm wrong.
There are if they win, they will be 9-3-1. The Rams would potentially, I don't know who they have this week.
10-3.
They would be 10-3 if they won their game this week. As of right now, to Tausch's point about it's anybody's ball game, there are 10 teams in the NFC that are above 500 at the moment. Mm-hmm. The Lions, the Cowboys, and the Panthers are the three teams that would not be in the postseason if the regular season ended today. the Chicago Bears would be the number one seed, the most important number one seed, at least since 2021, when that was the most important one seed. And we know how that went. Bears 9-3.
Don't let a punt get blocked and you win another world championship. That wasn't that hard, was it?
Rams 9-3. Eagles 8-4. Buccaneers 7-5. Those are your four division leaders. Your three wild cards would be Seattle at 9-3, Green Bay at 8-3-1. And frankly, I don't know how they're doing this, but the San Francisco 49ers are 9-4.
Yeah.
And they would be the seventh seed. You're right. It's anybody's ballgame in the NFC.
Yeah, it's going to be a matchup thing. It's going to be a home field thing. It's going to be don't play a game so you can't be eliminated thing. And then it'll be a war of attrition. Like, this is, you know, whether or not Philly, right now, if I'm a Packer fan, I'd rather play Philadelphia than Dallas. I know that.
Even though they kind of had your number.
Yeah. I think you saw what the Chicago Bears are able to do. I don't know if Green Bay's capable. I'll tell you this. Going to be a hell of a test for Jeff Hafley in this defense, because you know what the Bears are going to do. They are going to come and try to jam the ball down your throats.
Yeah, 200-yard rushers in the same game.
That's what teams have come in, and you know, when we've gotten beat, you know, that's what Carolina did. The Giants didn't beat us, but that was their formula.
Mm-hmm.
That will be the plan for Chicago on Sunday, and we'll see if Green Bay is ready for it. But, yeah, this is as – the NFC is as crazy wide open as I think it has ever been, ever. There's nobody that has kind of taken that step and said, boy, I don't know what it's going to take to beat them. The Rams were the closest thing, and I would argue Green Bay is probably right there with them, because – most people will look at this from a what quarterback and can you make plays? And I know Jordan Love has been a smidge inconsistent, but boy, if he plays anything like he has done the last couple weeks, I think you're going to feel pretty good about that too.
All right, shout out to Eddie in the YouTube comments on the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube. Let's stop worrying about the future and focus on the game ahead of us. All right, Eddie, a couple things. One, Tausch and I are not playing on Sunday against the Bears, so we are not going to impact their performance. Secondly,
I love Bears Week, though.
I know Blood you
ball.
Do.
It's
Blood Bowl, yes.
And you said it's always better if the Bears are good.
Uh-huh.
I'm coming around on your thought. Just from a selfish media perspective, it's obviously more fun. But there's some juice. There's a little juice, and I'm going to give the Bears a lot of credit. They've, you know, Vinny and Eric asked me this morning, why is this the case? What have the Bears been able to do? Is it all Ben Johnson? Ben Johnson deserves a ton of credit.
Sure.
But why are they better? Because they can block people now. Their O-line has gotten markedly better. And if that wasn't the case, Ben Johnson, I don't care how brilliant you are, you can't block anybody up front. You ain't beating anybody. You could have Einstein calling plays and it ain't going to matter.
You think he'd be a good play caller?
I was wondering that. I think with his relative theory of relativity and all of the other stuff, I would bet Einstein.
I think he's more of a dual blocking scheme guy or outside zone?
I think he would be more trick 'em, you know what 'em.
Trick 'em, blank 'em.
I think he would just want to get creative, and you know, then if you started going that route, somebody else would have to go pick up Galileo. Just imagine all the greatest minds.
Tesla.
All start going into football. Could you imagine that?
I can't, and most of them are dead. So to Eddie's point, the question here, we're not looking past the Bears. The question here, though, is that where is your level of belief? How much are you allowing yourself to get your hopes up about this team? Because this has been as topsy-turvy of a season as I think we've had in a while, right? 2023 Love's first year.
That was a lot more.
The first half of the season they stunk, and then second
That's
half they were better.
Turvy.
No, okay. I view topsy-turvy as lots of ups and downs. So they win back-to-back games against two NFC contenders, teams that went to the NFC title game each of the last 2 years, one last year in Washington, 2 years ago with the Lions. And then they go to Cleveland and get beat?
Yeah.
You kidding me? Then they tie with the Cowboys? You kidding me?
Yeah.
They got this weird 2-1-1 record. Then they win a couple games again. Then they lose to the Panthers at home and then to the Eagles at home. Now they've won three in a row again. So it's been just when you think you've figured out who they are, something happens you're not expecting. So my question for the Carbless Talk and Text Line and for Eddie, if he's willing to look ahead with us, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776, Carbless, Liss is more. Is this, how much are you allowing yourself to get your hopes up about this team at this point? Or is it, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, you shouldn't fool people. And you're just going to calmly take it 1-0 every week like Matt LaFleur and Eddie want you to be. Because I think there's reason to be really hopeful and optimistic. I think their offense is starting to get its act together. They're starting to get turnovers on defense, which they had not been doing previously. So I think there's reason to get excited, but are you tempering your enthusiasm because you've been tricked them, blanked them a couple of times this season by this team?
You know what I'd love to see? I would love whenever you guys have media availability with the players.
Today at 2:30.
I would love for Shido to come out and say, we're going to run the table. That's what I'd love to see.
He hardly ever talks to us now.
Yeah, you guys shut him right up, man.
Because he's afraid of what he might say.
He was an affable guy. He loved talking. He was doing great charity things out in the community, promoting it. He came on our show. And then y'all bully-balled him into turtling up. And yes, it was. You guys bully-balled him.
Matt LaFleur's fault.
No, it wasn't. You guys, shows like ours, I'll take blame too.
Yeah,
oh,
we're
putting that out
them.
There. Shido thinks we're running the table. Oh, we're going to go undefeated.
No.
And then they get beat, and Shido's like, I ain't messing with y'all anymore. That's foolish talk. And it is, but I like it when people are, you know, speaking what they believe. I like that. So, Shido, to blank with it. Come out and say, hey, man, we're going to run the blanket table. We're going to go win a championship. I'm all in with you.
Yes, I will. I will try and get Sheed.
Just for the record, as a player, I would not adhere to this advice under any circumstances. But as an analyst, oh, I'm all in, baby. Let's go.
Yes, you clearly are. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. That's the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Liss is more. Are you getting your hopes up? Or are you tempering your enthusiasm as the Packers at 8-3-1 face the 9-3 Bears on Sunday? And if things fall the way they would like them to, they would be in position to be the number one seed through 13 games. 844-770-3776. You don't have to temper expectations, though, when it comes to Lakeland Supply. Core values are an important piece to any successful business, and Lakeland Supply is no different. They've been displaying their core values in the industrial supply space for over 40 years. Integrity, excellence, stewardship, partnership, and faith. They're ISO certified, a Future 50 winner, top rated in customer satisfaction, and they believe in giving back to their community. Lakeland isn't one of those catalog companies either. They work to be your packaging and supply expert, building your plans around what you want. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better, so set up that free packaging and supply chain assessment with Vince and his team at lakelandsupply.com. The Carbless Talk and Text Line, will it light up? 844-770-3776. More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
Well, Jesse, if we're not succeeding on the Carbless Target text line, this has definitely got folks going in the YouTube comments. Did the phones light up?
Not like they usually do on a day after reaction.
Especially after
day.
They lose.
They kind of look like my house because we didn't get the Christmas lights up before the bad weather came. So we just put them around our fence in the backyard. So it's like kind of lit, but not as lit as it normally is. How's that?
Well, it's lit enough that we have one of our would-be Hall of Fame nominees to start us off. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. That's the Carbless Talk and text line. This is more. It is Sparky in Sussex. The Yule log is cooking up, but are his expectations for the Packers also doing so? Sparky, good morning, bud. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hope everybody there is having a great day.
We are now, because we're hearing from you. What do you think? Are you getting your hopes up or not?
I am. I think that, first of all, I'm really looking forward to this game. And I just want to, if I can use one word, Jason, or give you guys a word for the day, is beseech. As in, I beseech every Packer fan, don't sell your tickets to Bears fans. Take a friend. Make a new friend. Do something. But I don't want to see those Bears colors very much in our stadium. Mm. So that's my diatribe for the day.
Boy, as diatribes go, that was pretty tame.
Well, it's a family show. Yule log, notwithstanding. but no, I'm confident because I think, at least earlier this year, we seem to play down to the competition sometimes, as in the Browns. And even the Cowboys weren't very good then, and we tied them. But I think it seems like we've come out of that a little bit. I think the play calling the other day maybe shows LaFleur going in a little bit of a new direction. It's not run, pass every time. So I'm very optimistic and really looking forward to Sunday.
Thanks for the call, Sparky. We appreciate it. I am curious, Tausch, how the other teams in the league influence your confidence in your team. Like what you've seen across the league.
A bunch. If somebody's a juggernaut and you're thinking, I don't know, how are you going to, figure out how to slow this group down? And I still think the Rams, if they have a healthy Matthew Stafford, if they're playing in, even though it'll be a road game, but if they're playing in really good elements, does that help Jordan Love too? I think it does. So even if you're playing out in L.A., you're going to have 50% Packer fans. They're going to have to probably go silent count too. And I don't think the advantage would be to play at home because I think Jordan can handle the elements. I don't think Stafford can. Mm-hmm. If it's cold, that hurts him as a 37, 38-year-old. A heck of a lot more. So you do look at what other teams are doing, and you can recognize that anybody can beat you, but there isn't the inevitable. Like, I don't feel there's anyone in the NFC that's inevitable. I think it's going to come down to health and matchups. That's what the playoffs will come down to this year. In Green Bay, they don't have a lot of room for any more major injuries. I think if Wyatt's out for the year, Kraft's out for the year, you can't lose any other real key contributors if you're thinking that you can go make a run because that margin for error is already slim with everybody. And I think if you lose more guys, especially in the playmaker category, it'll be tough to overcome that.
So do you consider losing Devontae Wyatt a colossal blow, a big blow, a small? What do you view that as?
It's a big blow. We saw when this defense has been at its best, he's been a big part of it. The Cowboys game where we were shutting down the Dallas Cowboys, he gets hurt and they throw up a 40-burger. I don't think that's a coincidence. Micah Parsons said after the game on Thursday, that's an irreplaceable cat. I'm going to trust what Micah Parsons has to say.
Yeah, the only thing I would say is that he has had really, really good stretches, and he was starting to have another one, right? He had two sacks.
Topsy-turvy?
some might say, if they understand what that means. But part of the problem with him is that now this is the third time, and obviously he won't be coming back from this one. But if you remember last year, he suffers the ankle injury after a bonkers start to the season, right? He was awesome the first 3-4 weeks, suffers the ankle injury, is sidelined for a while, but then when he comes back, he's kind of a shell of his former self. Like, he is, his explosiveness is so special for a guy his size, and I don't think when he's playing hurt, he has that. I don't think he's, when he has leg injuries he's dealing with, he, for those games he's back, he's out there, but he's not special. We saw that when he came back from the ankle injury last year, and then toward the end of the season, he was starting to get healthy again, and fully healthy, and was starting to have an impact, and then the season ended. This year, starts strong again, injures his knee in Dallas, misses some games, comes back, not really a factor. And then 2 weeks ago against the Vikings, he's really good. And then he's starting to do that again on Thanksgiving, and now he's hurt again. But my issue, and it's not a criticism, I don't think, is that when he's injured, it robs him of what makes him a difference-making player. And so I don't know if it's as devastating of a blow as it could be. It's certainly not in the class of Tucker Kraft. And I would also have to acknowledge that maybe, as much as we absolutely love Elgton Jenkins, that they're no worse off and maybe even a little bit better off with Sean Ryan at center? Is that possible?
Whoa. I don't know. It's an interesting, very interesting take by you.
I can't say that I know that for certain. And Lord knows there aren't going to be any coaches that are going to stand at a podium and say, yeah, we're better off with Sean Ryan at center.
I would hope not.
But I think it's possible that that's the case.
What I will say for certain is that Anthony Belton has brought a little more beef and a little more pop at that right guard spot.
Yeah,
that
for sure.
You can say with pretty good certainty. And you know, whether or not that has been the biggest difference. Sean Ryan's played, I think, a lot more consistent at center than there's a bunch of question marks after, you know, Elgton gets hurt. And I think Sean Ryan has held his own. Whether or not I'd say it's better or not, I don't know if I'd go
that
far.
Yeah, that may be a bridge too far. I will admit that. I'm open to the possibility that that's the case. But, yeah. All right, I know we've got multiple calls on hold. So we will get to those coming up. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Liss is more. I know you've been hearing the commercials again. And I know that we're getting entries because it's easy to enter our jingle for your Kringle contest on Wilde and Tausch. All you got to do, go to jingleforyourkringle.com. Go to jingleforyourkringle.com. Submit your entry for our contest. What is this, year four? Year three? Year four, I think it is. And all you got to do is make sure that you include the phrase, it's not just a treat, it's a tradition, to allow you to be eligible to win Kringle for a year. We will judge the winner later this month since it is December 1st. And don't forget, Kringle is also the perfect gift idea for your holiday gift boxes. They can send your favorite Kringle from Racine Danish Kringle. You don't have to wrap it. You don't have to stress over it. It's just pure holiday joy. You know how much the Wildies love it when we get a shipment from Racine Danish Kringle. And you can too. All you got to do is go to Kringle.com or make the call, 800-4-DANISH, to place your order. Kringle.com or 800-4-DANISH. We'll get to more of your calls next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
877-0-3776. That's the Carb List Talk and Text Line. List is more. Let's get back to your calls. Let's go down to Tulsa and talk to Brandon. Brandon, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope you had a good holiday. I'm doing really well. Before we get to the Packers, Tausch, I had a quick question for you as a college football analyst. Sure. I went to my buddy's house on Friday to watch the Longhorns play the Aggies, and he's a Texas A&M alum, so he was pretty upset with the win that the Longhorns had. And then I saw the Steve Sarkisian, you know, pitch to put his team in the playoff. And then I had some guys texting me saying that the Longhorns should get in over Oklahoma because Oklahoma, my team, the Sooners, only beat LSU by 4. And I think that's just crazy talk. You're not putting Texas in over Oklahoma, are you?
No. No. And here's the argument, Brandon, and this is where I think college football needs to kind of figure it out, because had Texas not played the big boy game to open the season against Ohio State, they'd probably be 10-2, and they'd probably be in the college football playoff. That's a hard
great
argument,
point.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, and it's one of those things where I don't know. You know, my dad's old school.
Hey, Brandon, quick question for you, Brandon. Here's what should happen. So you're going to have the 1 and 2 seeds in the SEC play each other this weekend and championship weekend, right? How awesome would it be? Yep, of course, Georgia. And Alabama, if they lose, they might not make it, which I think would be bad news because you shouldn't be penalized for playing in an extra game that other teams don't, but neither here nor there. Here's what I would love to see, and I think this is the model the Big Ten is going to take. This weekend, which should be the weekend before, this championship weekend should be Thanksgiving, because teams are having a hard time filling. Minnesota didn't have hardly any fans up at the stadium. It is hard. Students leave. Like, we need to move the regular season up a week. Start it a week earlier in August, but we'll get into that later. The SEC this year should have a 1-2 championship game. Then they should go 3-7, or I guess it would be 3-8, 4-5, 6-7. Have the 3 seed play the 8 seed, the 4 seed play the 7, and the 5 play the 6. And whoever wins those games gets in. And you do it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and have it like a whole week of SEC football, and you eliminate teams this weekend. This is, in essence, a college football playoff. It would bring more eyeballs, and I think it would bring a ton of fun to the SEC. What do you think?
Well, what are the odds any of the coaches agree to that, especially now that they know how much the record matters at the end of the year? It doesn't matter who you played earlier on. I can't imagine any coach saying, yeah, sure, that'll be great. I was telling my buddy on Friday night, congratulations, now you're still in the playoff, but you don't have to play Georgia and get another loss. Mm-hmm. Like, so, with this playoff system the way it is, I just don't see them wanting more competition at the end of the year. I think these guys all just want to get in and then see what happens. I just don't see anybody agreeing to that. It's a good idea.
Okay.
But
Okay, thanks for the – okay.
I like your idea. I think nobody would sign up for it. But
okay.
Anywho.
Boy, things are going really well for college football, aren't they? You wonder about
ratings are at an all-time high. Revenue is at an all-time high. Drama's at an all-time high. So while it looks on the surface that it's a hot mess, and it is, people like being – people want in. Like, they do.
Yes, the Lane Kiffin gate. The Lane Kiffin tweets are solid gold right now. I didn't know the lore behind this guy until 3 days ago, and now it's just been one big – I mean, I've got a group text that we're just constantly sharing Lane Kiffin tweets and updates. So it's been – it's actually fantastic. It's actually getting better.
I kind of want to get in on Brandon's group. Brandon, I kind of want to get in on your college football group text when you guys are talking shop. I'm going to see. When I get – this is – I do declare, and since we're not in the declarative statements this year.
We are indeed.
This is going to be the year that the Tauscher family makes it to Oklahoma. We have not been. We're getting to Oklahoma this year. All right, continue, Brandon.
Hey.
26.
Yeah. Okay.
2026.
Look forward to having you.
Brandon's buddy may have been your co-host on Sunday, for all you know.
That's true, actually.
So, so going to the Packers, my hopes are sky high. I picked them to win the Super Bowl when they signed Micah. And I think at this point, if you're not a fan of what Goody's doing, you're just not going to be a fan ever. At this point of the year, kind of like what you said, Tausch, health and matchups are going to be the deciding factor. I mean, the Panthers just beat the Rams. And everybody was saying that Stafford and these guys were, you know, tier one, and then everybody behind them is tier two and down. The Packers totally have enough talent, I think. I can't imagine us getting worse injury-wise unless we start losing offensive linemen or someone like a Micah. We've had the injury bug, but, you know, so have the Rams and so have the Buccaneers. So I'm absolutely super, super excited for this weekend. The Bears, I think we'll beat the Bears because Caleb Williams is still – it's only his second year. So when they struggle, and they will, they're going to struggle because he either tries to play hero ball, and if we can find a way to stop them running the football, I think he's still too young of a quarterback to make the difference.
Very inaccurate, too. He is an inaccurate thrower of the football. Did we lose Brandon, Jesse?
We did. He's out. Yeah.
Well, Brandon, that was a good call. You agreed with me.
No, I didn't hang up on him. We lost him.
I don't think Brandon fully understood my – and when we talk to the Badger radio analyst, he'll get into it a little bit more on what that thought process
is. Is he officially joining us? Did we get a commitment
from
him?
Yeah, we just got a commitment. He – this – Thanksgiving weekend needs to be championship weekend, and you can make championship weekend real fun, like real fun. And I got the solution for that. So we'll get to that. We'll talk to him later. But Brandon's right, man. Why would you not be optimistic about this team?
Because you have gotten your hopes up previously this season, and then they lost a game that you thought as a fan they had no business losing.
Hey, welcome to being a fan.
Well, not me.
What does it look you do?
All right, I am very pleased. I want to thank our loyal listeners because we've got not quite full phone lines, but we got Andy and Bruce, who is, I believe, making
Bruce?
His first appearance.
Bruce and I talked about it off air. I think he's up for the stepping up to the challenge today.
So
he'll tell
us
all about it.
If Bruce starts cussing and telling us how much we suck and everything else, are you then banning Bruce through the year? What's the
so, because it would only be a 30 day
ban. Shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
So Bruce, I don't know if I should let Bruce speak for himself on this or not, but what I'll say
is, let's let Bruce speak for himself.
I trust that Bruce is going to do the right thing when he joins us. And if Bruce betrays us again, then we're going to have a serious
conversation.
Well, you can put trust in you can put trust in one hand and poop in the other, and you know how that goes.
I believe everyone deserves a second chance, and I think after a second strike, you at least got to choke up and make sure you make contact, and then we have to talk about what happens after two strikes.
Second strike, we hit you, and we send you to the locker room. That's what we do.
Well, we'll see about Bruce. We'll get to him when it's his turn. We've also got Ricardo north of the border and Mo. So if you want to get in on this conversation, the question is simple. With the NFC clearly wide open at this point, how much are you allowing yourself to get your hopes up about the Packers, given where they're at? They've won three in a row going into their matchup with the NFC North leading, I know that sounds weird, Chicago Bears on Sunday at Lambeau Field. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and text line. List
Jesse,
is
quick
more.
Question for you. Is wide open spaces by the Chicks – is that royalty free?
It is not
wide
royalty
open
free.
Field. Well, I don't know. Some music is. Some music isn't.
Nothing that's done by a band version you actually know is royalty free. Would be a good rule of thumb.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Okay.
So say goodbye to the Killers. Say hello to Tausch telling us about AmFam and what he and Sarah have going on this holiday season.
Well, tomorrow, I think we need to cook something up for tomorrow. It's Giving Tuesday tomorrow. And Jesse and I will have to brainstorm a way to cook some stuff up because Sarah and I, we're excited. As we've done the last 3 or 4 years, we've teamed up with American Family Insurance to raise funds towards the American Family Children's Hospital through a virtual toy drive. All donations will go towards therapeutic supplies and toys that help thousands of children and families across the country. And American Family Insurance very generously will match every dollar donated all the way up to $50,000 through the end of the year. So that will be $100,000 that will go towards those therapeutic supplies and toys to help all of the families across the country and the state. Visit amfamkids.org to donate today.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.